Hello, I'm Karen O'Connor, a consultant speech and language therapist, and this is the Karen O'Connor podcast, part of openingyourmind.com. Openingyourmind.com is my website where I share my extensive knowledge and unique pieces of the jigsaw approach so that your child can achieve their greatest potential over the shortest period of time. We blend up-to-the-minute speech and language therapy techniques with sensory integrative techniques, including sound therapy, which will be impacting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, so that your child can achieve their greatest potential quickly and easily. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach, as iTunes and other podcast apps start to recommend it to people like you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you.
Yes, Valentina is 5.5 years of age now. When she first went to Karen, she was 3.5 years of age. At that time, she had suspected oral dyspraxia or verbal dyspraxia, as it's also known as. At the time, she only had maybe one or two words, which was even a struggle for her to say. Within the 2 years, she has come on immensely. When we first noticed that Valentina had speech delay issues, we went to a private speech therapist, and that was great. Up to a point. And then from there, we found out about Karen through my brother actually found her online and bought her book. And he gave me the book one Friday evening and I had it read by that night, 1 a.m. I put the book down and I realised straight away there was a few case studies in the book that really related to what we were looking at in our own home. So the following Monday is when I rang Karen's office to get more information. After our first assessment with Karen, we had a very much a feel-good factor that we have done something right here. And as a parent, you will do anything for your children, you know, especially with children with learning difficulties. So we had a very good feel factor. Karen made us feel very much confident that what she does and her teachings will be able to bring our child on, bring Valentina on as to the next level and bring her to her true potential. After our first assessment, we realised that Valentina had more than just a speech delay issue going on. It wasn't just oral dyspraxia. Through Karen, we realised that it was more than that. There was many pieces of the jigsaw here, including her sensory issues, her motor issues also as well, which all needed to be addressed. And a great thing for us to know that, because by just fixing one piece of the jigsaw isn't going to make the whole picture. So we were delighted that we got to the root of the problem as much as we could at that stage. Karen's approach was without doubt different than others. Karen looked at the whole picture of our child here. Wasn't just your stereotypical speech therapy lessons here. Yes, that was addressed through listening therapy, but also the sensory issues through the brushing. The brushing program was an instant success for her. Valentina at the time was afraid to walk on sand, for example. She was afraid to touch different objects where normal children would have no issue. Instantly we realised that this was making a big difference with her. Our following trip away, she was able to walk on sand, no problem. It wasn't an issue for her at that time. In the last 2 years, Valentina has come on immensely in the last 2 years. Mentioned she's able to walk on sand, she's playing with sand. A lot of things that she would do in school were play with water, play with sand, balloons at Christmas and birthday parties. She has no issues at all with her sensory issues both with her hands and her feet, and really have to put it down to the brushing exercises that Karen recommended to us almost 2 years ago now. She started her preschool years 2 years ago. At that stage, we knew that she had learning difficulties, and there is a program called the AIMS program in the school. The AIMS program is there to assist children with special needs. At that time, they will assess a child and they'll give them a rating between 1 and 7. 1 meaning that it's not so severe, where they may just give information leaflets to that school. 4, they may give equipment. Where a 7 is, they'll give a full-time special needs assistant to the child. Valentina came in at number 7, so she had to have, thankfully, she was given a full-time special needs assistant for 15 hours a week in the school. Valentina's starting school, mainstream school, in September, and we've got news only last week that we've been told that she won't need a full-time assistant, a special needs assistant in the school. Not only that, she's starting mainstream school. 3 years ago, we had a fear, and it wasn't a fear, but we were looking at the prospect where she might have had to go to a specialist school, an autism school in her area. But thankfully, that's not the case. She's come on so much that we're delighted to say that she's. We're looking forward to the day in a couple of months' time. The oral massage, after Valentina, we'd done the oral massage with Valentina. At the time, she would not eat what many children would eat, things like jelly sweets, jelly babies. Her favourite things were like scrambled egg, which is quite unusual. So after the oral massage, we realised that things are progressing, and she was able to. Her palate was and the sensory issues within her mouth had come on. Valentina started her therapeutic listening in, she was 3.5 years of age. It was September. At the time, she had very few words, maybe 1 or 2 words, and they were a struggle to say for her. Within 3 months of doing the therapeutic listening, which was close to Christmas time, she was able to sing the Christmas song Twinkle Twinkle Little Star from start to finish. Her clarity wasn't quite there, but she, in her mind, that she was able to sing it. And the length of that song and the sentences was immense. So the therapeutic listening had very much an instant success for her. Every appointment we had with Karen, Karen was nearly able to predict how long her sentences would be. For example, we had an appointment with Karen, and Karen mentioned that she's going to be using the word because here. So she'll say a sentence, because, and then continue on with the sentence. So 10, 11, 12 words in the sentence. And within 2 weeks, that was actually happening. So it's been a great success from start to finish. After Valentina done her first lift programme, and we noticed a big change within her motor. What I mean by that is, for example, at the time, Valentina was behind in both hopping, skipping, doing jumping jack exercises. There was a huge change after doing the first lift program, and our assessments with Karen showed that she had gone from, she was quite behind in terms of age on those skills, to being nearly ahead of her peers and in the same age group as what she were. And from that brought on her speech, her clarity in her speech has come on. Yeah, Karen's approach looks at the whole jigsaw here. So we have the sensory issues, we had the motor issues, we had the speech delay issues, and we had, so combining all of them, you know, it was able to bring Valentina up to closer to her full potential, to where she should have been. I would highly recommend both the speech and language therapy plus the Karen's approach to her therapies as well. It's my own experience has brought on Valentina immensely. I don't think she would be the child that she is today without combining all areas of what Karen has been advising us on. And it's been a good news story. It's been a success. Every parent who has a child with learning difficulties always want to do the best for the child. My advice is to go onto Karen's website. She has an e-book also, Music is the Key, or a hardback copy of The Key. In that book, there is a number of case studies, and nearly everybody will find a case study very similar to their own experience and their own child's experience. Also, have a look at Karen's YouTube clips online as well. When we first heard the idea of therapeutic listening for a child, it was very strange, to be honest, because you ask yourself the question, how could listening to music bring our daughter up to the next level? From reading Karen's book, Music is the Key, and the e-book, there's a number of case studies there that I identified with my own daughter. That brought me to giving Karen a call the following Monday. Within your first meeting of Karen, she explains exactly how this works. There's other authors who have written books on it. Norman Deutsch, who has brought it, explains it in far more detail. And as a parent, we owe it to our children. You know, it's there. There's proof, that my daughter's proof, that she has getting there to her full potential. So as a parent, we owe it to our children to do all that we can to do this. So yes, use any method possible, but Karen's listening therapy has without doubt, and my daughter's living proof that this works.
Thanks for listening to the Karen O'Connor podcast. Please visit openingyourmind.com for more information on the work that I do. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss out on future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.